This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And today we're going to look at a passage in 1 Corinthians 12 where the Apostle Paul talks about how that God, get this, gifts different people with different abilities, with different capacities, with different talents even, to do things in the body of Christ. But here's the point, if you don't go home with anything else, we're going to read this today, where God gives gifts to everybody. God has a purpose for you, not only in your personal life and in your family, but in the body of Christ. And if you've never heard that before, this may be a newsflash, as I used that expression recently, a newsflash for somebody today. You're a part of the body of Christ, not to be excess fat in the body of Christ. You're there to serve. And serve and to be a part of the body of Christ. How do I know that? Well, 1 Corinthians 12 is the text. Listen as I read, and we're going to read the first 7 verses and then the 11th verse. Paul says, "Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus be cursed.'" And one of the most important statements in all of the Bible is the next phrase, "And no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit." No one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. And then verse 11, "All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He, the Holy Spirit, gives them to each one just as He determines." The Lord gives them to each one just as He determines. If I knew who wrote this story, I would give credit to the source, but I don't. It goes like this. A woman received a call from her babysitter because her daughter was sick with a fever. The woman left her job at work, stopped at a pharmacy to pick up some medication that the doctor called in. When she returned to her car, she found her keys locked inside the car. She didn't know what to do. She called home and let the babysitter know what had happened. The babysitter suggested to the mother, "You might find a coat hanger and use that to open the door." Looked and went inside the store, did get a wire coat hanger, and tried using it, but to no effect. I mean, she worked for a number of minutes, couldn't do anything. So finally, she just bowed her head and said, "God, please send me some help. Send someone to open this door." Within 2 or 3 minutes, a rusty old car pulled up with a dirty, greasy, bearded man who was wearing an old biker skull rag on his head. The woman thought, "Lord, this is the one you sent to me to help me?" But she was desperate and also thankful. The man got out of his car and said, "Can I help?" Then less than 60 seconds, he took the coat hanger and popped the lock and opened the door. She was so thankful, she hugged the man and through her tears stated, "Thank you, you're such a nice man." The man replied, "Lady, I'm really not that nice. You see, I just got out of prison this week." She said, "What for?" He said, car theft. She hugged the man again and with sobbing tears cried out loud, "Thank you, God, for sending me a professional. Thank you, God, for sending me a professional." All of that silly story to say this. God does not call professional Christians to the body of Christ. He called you. And He called me. Well, I hope that resonates with somebody today. He didn't call a professional. He called you to the body of Christ. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.